Welcome to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast. I'm your host, Michaela, from MichaelaJ.com. I'm a manifestation mindset coach and blogger. If you're ready to dive in deep, get real AF about your beliefs, and manifest the life of your dreams, then you're in the right place. I'm dishing out everything you need to go from broke to bougie, first class to world class. If your hashtag life goals involve luxury, travel, and being the boss of your own life, then get ready to embrace your mindset, magic, and manifestation powers. Let's do this. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast with your girl, Michaela J. It is I. same intro every time. You guys get the vibe. Hi, I'm Michaela. If you don't know me, I'm here to teach you how to manifest your next level luxe life. And we're going to dive back into it with another episode of the MMMMM podcast. So excited for today. I have so many things to tell you guys, so many life updates. And then we're going to dive into this really juicy episode where I'm basically answering all of your questions about money manifesting. I had made an announcement on Instagram and I posted like a little question sticker where you could submit ideas for podcast episodes. And I got a bunch about manifesting money. So I'm going to answer all of those here. And it's just a great reminder. If you don't follow me on Instagram, hop on over there. I'm at the Michaela J and follow us. I do little question stickers and stuff like that often. So if you want to be a part of the next one, make sure you're following me there and watching my stories and stuff. But let's dive into the life update. I have so much to tell you guys. Okay, well, first of all, we're going to start on some really, really exciting news. As of a couple of weeks ago, the podcast officially hit over 1 million downloads. And that is so fucking crazy. Like, that is so wild. I was sitting in a coffee shop with one of my friends when I opened my computer one day and I opened up my dashboard where I host the podcast, and just staring right back at me was a fat 1M, and it totally caught me off guard, and I literally like yelled in the cafe and started freaking out and was so excited and immediately ordered balloons online. And I took a bunch of content, like photos, and I did a TikTok and different things like that. So if you want to see the photos, that's on my TikTok and Instagram. But so fucking exciting. And it's just crazy to think that I started my podcast when I was living in Lincoln, Nebraska, still going to university. And I just had so much to say, so much on my mind that I couldn't fit in one Instagram post or one blog post at the time when I was writing blogs. And I was like, oh, I just want to like pop in my headphones and go on a walk and talk about all of this stuff on my mind. And so I did that. And here we are 3 years later hitting the 1 million mark, which is crazy. When I started my podcast, I didn't even have 1,000 followers on Instagram. So it's really crazy to like see where it has come from. And I just want to thank you guys so much for supporting and loving the podcast and always sharing with friends and sharing on Instagram. It really just means the world to me. It's so, so special. So this is a win for all of us. I am so excited about it. Other life updates. Okay, I have to tell you guys, I feel like we're all friends here. July in my life was an absolute disaster. And I love to talk about this stuff because it reminds us that even people that we look up to or that we learn from or that are successful, we still go through life shit. Like, my month of July was a complete mess. And my kind of motto throughout the month was reminding myself, like, you're allowed to be a mess, but at least be like a hot mess. Like, be like cute, like a cute mess, not like hot mess all over the place, but literally like, damn, she's hot, even though her life is a mess. So let me just give you guys a rough breakdown of like what July looked like for me. At the beginning of the month, I was on a trip in Nebraska. I came back. I had a breakup. So I was in a relationship for 6.5 years, super long-term relationship. We broke that off. So that was a huge life change. He had to move out. It was like a whole thing. I'm not going to get too into the details. You guys know pretty well that I don't really talk about my relationships online. That's like the one thing I don't share. So that happened and it hit me pretty hard, a lot harder than I expected. And there was just a lot of changes. And then I had two friends staying with me back to back. Like, literally was like One person moved out. Another friend came. That friend left. Another friend came. And then I got really sick. And then I got better. And then I had two trips to go on. So it was just a whole month. And I was really going through the thick of it, like really going through a lot of emotions. And I'm going to do an episode coming up soon of like how to effectively shift and process all of your emotions, because I feel like I understood that in a different light last month, where it's like, I don't know, I just understood in a different way how to move through the feelings in my body. So I'm going to do a whole episode on that later, because there were some valuable things that I learned. But it was a crazy fucking month, and I'm really proud of myself because throughout it, I was still sticking to all of my rituals. You know, one thing that we often do when like shit hits the fan or life gets crazy is the first thing we throw out the window is like the self-care and all of our rituals. But I was really good at sticking to my journaling, sticking to my workouts, making sure I'm getting enough sleep, like really shifting my mindset anytime I started to feel bad or sad or angry. And I think that's one of the biggest things. It's like, if you can walk through the fire of any phase of your life that feels really, really tough, at least on the other side, you want to be able to say, like, I did what was best for me. And so for me, that's always sticking to my rituals, because that's when I'm the best version of myself. So it was a crazy fucking month. There was a lot going on, but I feel like I passed the universe's test. I always look at things when life gets crazy and there's a million things happening at once, I look at it as like, okay, the universe would never give me something I cannot handle. And so if it feels like a lot, it's meant to stretch me. It's meant to expand me. And I know I can handle it, or this would not be happening. And so I just had to keep my head up, shift the heavy emotions, stick to my rituals to stay grounded, and make sure I took care of myself. You know, I had to really up my self-care. When I had friends here, I was going to bed super early. Like I would go and I would retire to my bedroom at like 9 p.m. because it's like, I just need space. I need alone time. And I would still go to the gym, like have my morning routine. And some mornings I would just go to the coffee shop alone and do some journaling. And it's just so important to focus on you while you're going through all of the craziness, because a lot of times that's the last thing we're thinking about. So July was crazy. It was hectic. We're on the other side of the fire. And my last little life update is a really exciting one. Next week, literally a week from today, I'm going to be leaving to go to Florida with my best friend, Caleb. We're going to frolic around in Miami. We're staying at a really beautiful hotel. We're staying in a suite. We rented a Range Rover to drive around. I'm very, very excited. And we're just taking like a little holistic vacay. So that's going to be a total vibe, a great reset after a crazy fucking summer. And I just really wanted to treat myself to something super nice. We're going to visit because his mom lives there. But I booked like a first class direct flight, and like I just booked the nicest of everything because I was like, I need a fucking treat after the hectic, like the craziness of what my life has been. And so I want that to be a reminder to you guys, is like, again, when you make it out on the other side of the fire, like you need to celebrate that. Like that is a moment. Like you made it out alive. Even if you feel like it was rough, even if you feel like you dropped the ball, like it does not matter. When you get to the other side, I want you to celebrate that shit. Whether it's a trip, whether it's a picnic with your friends, maybe it's just taking yourself to get your nails done. Maybe it's letting yourself sleep in and taking an extra day off of work. Whatever it looks like for you, I want you to ground it into some sort of experience that is a celebration for you. So that's my life update. Life's been crazy, hectic, whatever. But like I said, we are on the other side and we're feeling so freaking good. And before we kick off this episode, we have our sponsor of the week. And I am so excited about this, you guys. Like so fucking ecstatic. Because this means I get to talk to you and I'm so excited. Okay, so our sponsor this week is my one-to-one mentorship program. My one-to-one coaching is now open for enrollment. We have a few spots open to be working really closely with me for the next 6 months. This is the highest level way to work with me, where we are diving specifically into your goals and your visions, the things you want to manifest or create within the next 6 to 12 months, and really pulling apart your fucking shadow. Like we are getting in there, we are roasting that shit. And when I work with clients at the end of our program, programs, they are fully like self-sufficient in shifting all their shit. They are 100% more proactive about their life rather than being reactive. And I can promise you every single one of my clients leaves the coaching program feeling like nothing can fuck with them. It is so mind-blowing, the similarities between my clients when we finish our mentoring. It's like, they're like, yeah, nothing can fuck with me. Like, I just feel so on. I feel like everything is so aligned. Everything happens for a reason. I don't need to control things. Like, they've fully released the how and stood in their power about the things that they desire. And it's because of all of the subconscious and shadow work reprogramming that we do together. So my one-to-one mentorship program is one of my favorite things to offer. We have a couple spots open and it is by application only. So the application is going to be in the description of our show notes, or you can message me over on Instagram to chat about joining the program. Like I said, this is the highest level way to work with me. So excited. I typically end up meeting up with these clients. We do like a little VIP lunch or dinner or weekend. It's such a magical situation. Now, this is a high level investment. It's multiple five figures to get in with me. So please only apply if you are interested and ready to commit and make that investment and really level the fuck up out of your life. I am so excited to see who applies and get to chat with you and make sure it's a good fit for everybody. It's really, really such magical work that we do inside of that program. So really excited about it. Like I said, message me on IG for the application, or the application link is going to be in the show notes. All right, let's dive into this episode. I know it was a super long intro, but I was like, oh my God, I need to catch up with my friends. So you guys got the full rundown. All right, we're diving into some money magic today. I mean, like I said, I'm answering all your questions about manifesting money, the things you guys asked me on Instagram. So let's just dive straight in. Now, I instantly got probably like three questions that were just like the generic how to manifest money. And to that, I just say that it's the same process to manifest anything else. And I have an episode here on the podcast. It's episode 120 of How to Manifest. And it's like my surefire four-step process. And I will give you the rundown here, but listen to that episode for like the full-blown explanation on that. How we're going to manifest money is no different than how we would manifest our dream body, a dream job, a dream partner, a dream apartment, whatever it is. Like I said, the process is always the same. Don't reinvent the wheel, okay? My four-step process starts with getting super clear on what you want. So specific to money, that's going to look like an amount. Maybe it's an amount you want to manifest in a month or in the next week, or a certain salary that you want in a new job, or maybe you just want to play around and be like, okay, I just want to manifest like $1,000. Let's see what can happen. The first step is always being super, super clear. The second part is being in the vibration. I call it match the vibe. How would you feel if you already had that money, right? So let's say that you want to manifest $1,000 this month. How would you feel if you already manifested that $1,000? You'd be like, holy shit, it worked. You'd be excited. You'd feel abundant, whatever it's going to be. Playing in that vibration every single day. That's literally your job. I want you to go into your morning routines with the intention of getting into those feelings, getting into that energy. When I think about the money goals that I have right now, like I want to become a millionaire by January. My birthday's in January. And I remember on my birthday thinking to myself, I turned 23 this January. I remember thinking to myself, 23-year-old millionaire. That's the vibe. 23-year-old millionaire. So I have until my birthday in January to make $1 million. And if not, I'm not going to die, but that's my vibe. And so when I think about making $1 million, I'm like, holy shit. I also think of fucking course, like there is a definite, like a grounded energy of certainty, which we're going to talk about later in this episode. And then I also think like, that's just like, so next level. So my job is to feel like holy shit, is to feel certain, and is to feel next level every single day. Okay. So remember, step one, how much do you want? What's the money number? Step two is tapping into those feelings, matching that energy every single day. Now, step three is the acting as if part. It's the action, okay? If you knew that that money was locked and loaded coming in, what action steps would you take, right? What feels aligned for you to do to create that today? And that's where you move your butt, move your little booty around, because we live in a physical realm. There is an element of physical action that needs to happen there. And the fourth step is always trusting the universe, giving up that how. It's like, how can I trust even more, even deeply? And this one's more of an internal practice, because you're going to have those moments where you start to doubt and you start to worry and shadow comes up. But you have to remind yourself, like, how willing am I to trust the universe? Like, I did my part. Now I get to trust the universe does its part. Okay. And the quote unquote, your part that you did is you decided what you wanted. You got into the energy of it and you took your aligned action. That's all that you need to do. And then you rinse and repeat that process every single day. Okay. So people, I think especially online right now, like with TikTok, like spiritual TikTok getting really popular, people think manifestation is something that it's not. Like they think, oh yeah, like I manifested for an hour. Or like, yeah, I'm manifesting this thing. And they think it's like one sit down journal session. It's not. Manifestation is a way you do life. It's an intentional way of being and like moving throughout your day. So when I'm thinking about, like, let's come back to this example, like having $1 million a year, it's like I move through every single thing I do all day long in the energy of being a millionaire. I'm constantly coming back to myself and asking, like, what feels aligned right now to move towards that goal? And I'm rinse and repeating that every single day. Okay. So I would, like I said, listen to episode 120 again to get like the deep dive and the different journal practices I do in the 4-step process, but then just apply that to money. Okay. Somebody else asked how often to practice my money masterclass. Okay. So I have this amazing money masterclass. It's seriously one of my absolute favorites. It's called Mindset Magic and Money Masterclass. I'm pretty sure. It's $222. I will link it in the show notes for you guys if you want to snag that, but it's my entire journal practice around clearing limiting beliefs when it comes to money. And it's like the step-by-step journaling that I did to start making a lot more money in my reality. And so this person was asking how often to practice that. And when you are really heavily focusing on rewiring your money mindset, I did that process every single day. You know, one thing my mentor always says is like, we're going to be dealing with money whether or not we choose to intentionally look at it, right? Like it can be really triggering to talk about money and be manifesting money all the time, especially if you don't feel like it's coming in or you're not seeing like the physical results of that. You're like, what the heck? I don't want to talk about and journal about and think about money all the time because it's not happening, whatever. So it can feel super triggering. However, we're going to be dealing with money regardless. You're likely going to be thinking about it, or you're going to be thinking about something you want to buy, or you're going to be thinking about a bill, or you're going to be spending money on coffee or gas or whatever. You're going to be going to work to make money. You're going to be thinking about it and dealing with it regardless. So we might as well be intentional and do the clearing work every single day. Now, at this point in my journey, do I journal about money every single day? No, I don't, because I can clean up my shit like pretty quickly just within my mind. So if I have a weird money thought, I can just shift it on the spot. But that took literally years of journaling. So when you are getting started in rewiring your money mindset, do the journaling every single day. And if you guys want to peek into what my journaling process looks like I said, I'm going to link the money masterclass in the show notes for you. It works for beginners all the way up to advanced if you want to change the way that you're looking at money manifesting. So good. Now, the next question I got, I really, really loved, because this is something that I thought about and dealt with a lot at the beginning of my spiritual journey. So someone asked me how to start up-leveling when you don't have the funds. So what this typically looks like is when we think about up-leveling our life, we think about, okay, who's the next level version of me? All right, she looks like this. She gets these spa treatments and these massages, and this is how she dresses, and she has designer bags, or maybe she has like specific types of makeup that she uses, or like, you know, whatever. We start to think about a lot of things that is going to cost us money. I remember when I was painting this picture of my next level self at the beginning of my journey, she was wearing like only designer bags and only had Louis Vuitton perfumes and, you know, all of the bougie stuff. But sometimes in the beginning of your journey, you don't have the finances to do that, or it might not be your financial priority at the moment. That's totally okay. So how you're going to start up-leveling without the funds is you're going to do what you can with what you have. Okay, this is my like secret sauce. It's so simple, but like my secret sauce that really got me through at the beginning. When I was starting out and I like didn't have a ton of money and I knew I wanted to be this elevated version of myself, I would shop at like secondhand stores. Like one that's really popular in LA is Crossroads, or like back in Nebraska, I used to shop at like Plato's Closet sometimes, or like whatever, go thrifting and start to piece together things that match like your dream vision board style. And something that I do still to this day is I have a Pinterest board of like my elevated style, like how my next level self dresses, and I'm constantly adding pins to it. I'm always looking at it when I'm getting dressed so I can put together outfits that match that vibe. And so for you, it might look like just doing what you can with what you have in your wardrobe right now. Like you might find inspo online and realize you have a lot of the basics that people are using and making these really cute outfits, or you can go out and find them at thrift stores and secondhand stores, or swap with friends, different things like that. Same thing with like when I was starting out, I knew my next level self like always had her nails done. Always had her nails done. She was like always getting her hair done, like getting her hair touched up. And so I used to paint my nails every single week. Like I wouldn't go even get them done. I didn't have money at the beginning to go get pedicures or anything like that. So I just did them myself. And I never used to have money to like go get blowouts. And so I would do a blowout myself, and I would get my highlights done at like a hair school where it was a lot cheaper if I was going to achieve that look. It's all about being resourceful, you know, like being willing to do whatever it takes to be that version of yourself. Okay. So there's like the physical aspects of it, of like, do what you can with what you have. You think your next level self would go get a facial every single week or every month? Like, we'll set aside a time every week or every month to do an at-home face mask and like have a bath ritual or something like that. You can do that stuff now. It doesn't need to be the full-blown fancy version right off the bat. It's just going to be a habit you start to establish with the current level that you're at. And it's like that's going to start to level you up because you're getting into that energy of like, wow, this is what it's going to be like when I'm there, and I'm already doing it now and I'm feeling it now. So you're going to be a match for the elevated experiences. Be a match as in like energetically matching that. So part of that is going to be your mindset as well, of course. So when we're up-leveling, we're really just up-leveling what's going on in our inner game. It's like you believe you're deserving and worthy of more. You believe you deserve to put time into yourself, whether that's doing a face mask at home, painting your nails, taking extra time to get ready. Like you hold a higher standard for yourself, and that's when the up-leveling really starts to happen. The physical parts are fun and they make it a little bit easier and it makes it more tangible, but it's really just a mindset. So be doing the inner game, constantly asking yourself, like, how can I be a high value woman? This is something I love to think about all the time. Like a high value woman who has high standards, who has strong boundaries, who is in her power. How does she communicate? What does she feel like? What is her energy like? Tap into that. And then the external things, like all the pretty things, the physical things we've been talking about, come as a byproduct of that, because you're now holding a higher standard for the way that you look and you present yourself and whatever. But the up-leveling doesn't always have to start with the funds. Do what you can with what you have and be really, really intentional about creating those experiences that you can't wait to have when you do have that financial freedom. Okay, the next thing somebody asked was getting started with money manifesting. And this is very similar to like how to manifest money. And like I said, we have our 4-step process. But there is one specific thing that came up for me just like intuitively that I knew I needed to share about the quote unquote getting started with money manifestation. And I want to give you guys one tip here. I do talk about this obviously in my money masterclass that I'm going to link for you. We start from like the beginning of time with your money situation and how to rewrite all of that. But for the scope of the podcast, what I want to say and give to you guys is you need to start getting intimate with your money. And what I mean by that is I need you to start looking at your money often, like know where your money is going. Watch your bank account balances, watch your savings balances, watch your credit score, watch your credit balances. Start looking at that stuff all the time. Start tracking your money, whatever. Like you want to be friends with your money. And when you start doing this, it's so uncomfortable. And like, especially if you still have some fucked up money beliefs going on in your head, which don't we all? That's why we are here, to work through them. It's going to be triggering. It's going to bring things up for you. And you're going to be like, oh, I'm just like watching my bank account go down, down, down until payday. Or like, oh, I'm just seeing all of these bills. My money doesn't go to anything fun, right? That's what I want you to start looking at. Get intimate with your money. Know what's going on there and observe how you feel. Because the way you feel when you're doing this is the way money feels about you, right? Law of attraction, like attracts like. So if you're looking at it every single day and you're like, oh my God, the balance is just going down and down and down. Money is looking at you like, oh, the money vibes are just going down, 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 down. That's what we want to start switching up. So when you're getting intimate with your money, when you're looking at it every single day, or maybe you have a money date like once a week where you look at everything and you track the numbers and you see what's going on, ask yourself, how do I feel about this? Do I feel uncomfortable? Do I feel mad? Do I feel sad? Do I feel really fucking happy? Do I feel proud of myself? Do I want to like go celebrate the amount that's in my savings account? Whatever comes up for you, how do you feel and why? Okay, this is where you're going to get some really great money journaling going on, because it's like, if you look at it and you're like, oh, I just feel so disappointed. Why? When you dive into that, some really good shadow work comes up. You might feel disappointed because you think you should be further along financially. You feel like you should be in a better spot. You feel like you should know how to manage your money by now, right? There's going to be all of these judgments going on, and those are the limiting beliefs that we have to start clearing. So that's a really great place to get started. Like I said, we dive really deep into this and all the stories around money in the masterclass, but I want you to at least put this practice into play in your life where you get really intimate with your money. And one app that I love that I have on my phone, it's called Truebill. It tells me when I have like automated bills coming out, and it keeps an updated balance of all my accounts and different things I have linked. It's completely free. And I love popping in there because it tells me, it's like, oh, you had a big transaction. Like, make sure you go in and label it so you can see how much money you're spending in different spots. And I think it's just great. It's like, I think about that app, it's almost like how I think about texting my best friend, right? Like, you open up the Messenger app and you like text your best friend. I open up that app and I look at all the money shit, and it's like me texting my money BFF or whatever. And it will text me because it'll send me notifications about different things like, hey, this bill is due. Are you still using that subscription? You just had this transaction. So it feels more like a conversation. And that's how you want money to feel, like this ongoing conversation. Which kind of leads me into something that I wanted to talk about, which is less of a question, but more of just like the energy of money that I think is important to add in here, is that money loves certainty. Money wants to know that you are a safe place for it to be held, right? It's just an energy, okay? An energy of like giving and receiving, flow. It wants to know you're a safe home for that, that your account is safe and not like always feeling in panic mode, always feeling triggered, always feeling like it's not enough, it's not enough, it's not enough. You wouldn't want somebody to treat you like that. Money doesn't want to be treated like that. I know it's kind of weird to look at it this way because it's like, oh, well, money is just like numbers on a screen, and that is true, but everything is energy. So we have to start looking at it as a relationship dynamic, and money loves certainty. So do whatever you need to do to get really fucking certain about money. And that can be affirmations, that can be journaling. A lot of the stuff I do when I am doing my journaling, my money shifting journaling, it comes back to certainty at the end, and like in the process that I follow, come back to certainty in some way, shape, or form with money. Okay. And I already know you're thinking, I can read your mind. I'm reading it right now. You're like, Mikayla, how the fuck do I do that? And you know me, I am so practical and tangible, and we do not walk away from this podcast feeling airy fucking fairy. So this is exactly how you're going to do it. You are going to start to feel certain about money by looking at one area of your life that really fucking works. What is one area of your life that you just feel like you're excelling in? Maybe it's your job. You're really good at what you do for work. Maybe you have a really solid romantic relationship. Maybe you have a really solid friendship. Maybe you have a great relationship with your family. Maybe your body is banging and you just have your health shit in check. What is one area of your life that you are a motherfucking boss in? Maybe you are a great cook. Whatever it is, I want you to find at least one area of your life. And I want you to look at, what are my beliefs about this area of my life? for me personally, which is kind of funny I'm bringing this up when like my life update is about my breakup. One area of my life that I've always been really solid in is relationships. Like it's very easy for me to get into a romantic relationship. And I was looking at that dynamic a long time ago and I was like, why is that? Like, why is it so easy for me to like get into like long-term relationships? Because my last two relationships have both been long-term ones. And I realized it's because I hold this belief of like, everybody always falls in love with me. Like men always fall in love with me. Like I could just like bat my eyes at them and they would fall in love with me. Like that's just a belief that I carry and that I've carried for a super long time. And so when I thought about that, I was like, huh, how do I apply this to money? Right? Because I have this certainty around relationships. I have this certainty that I'm like, I'm such a wifey vibe that men always want to snatch me up. Or I'm like, I have this vibe where like men always fall in love with me. So it's like very easy to get in a relationship if I want one. How can I feel that way about money? I was like, huh, well, what if money was in love with me? What if I was just like this magnet to money? Like money was obsessed with how safe it feels and how much fun we have together. And like how magnetic I am, like money just always falls in love with me because we have so much fun together. Like we go shopping, we eat at good restaurants, we travel, we take our friends on trips. Like, so of course money is just magnetized to me. That's what you have to do. Look at the area of your life that works really fucking well and apply that belief system to money. That's what's going to start to create certainty, because now you're not force feeding yourself an affirmation that you don't yet believe. And we, you know, we still do that reprogramming, of course, but your brain is already on board with that level of certainty in a different area. So it's going to be a lot easier for you to start to embody that in terms of money. And that is one thing that has really, really helped me become certain around the energy of money. Okay, there is so much in all of this. That was the last little thing I wanted to rant on. Those were all the questions that I got about manifesting money. It's like a recap. Listen to episode 120 again. It's my four-step process for manifestation. Use that process when you're manifesting money. If you have my money masterclass, do that journaling every single day as part of your morning routine. If you don't have the money masterclass and you would like to purchase it, it's $222, and the link is going to be in the show notes. When it comes to up-leveling, when you don't yet have the funds, you do what you can with what you have and you get resourceful. And remember, it's honestly just a fucking mindset. When you're getting started with your money, I want you to get intimate with your money, have a daily or a weekly money date, look at it, and look how you fucking feel about it, okay? The feelings are really everything. If you feel gross about it, ask yourself why, do some of the shadow work. And overall, we had a little lecture about how money loves certainty. You're going to create certainty around money by looking at an area of your life that works really, really well. You're going to look at what are the beliefs that go behind that, and you're going to apply it to money, okay? Oh my gosh, so much gold, so much homework, so many exercises for you guys to dive into. I'm so excited to hear how you love this episode. Don't forget, my one-to-one mentorship is open for enrollment. If you want to dive into all of this personally, one-to-one with me, we have a couple spots open for the next 6 months of motherfucking magic. It's going to be a vibe. That's what I have for you today. I love you. I will talk to you next week. Don't forget to share over on Instagram that you were tuning in, and I will talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks for diving in and getting your daily dose of personal development with the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast. If you loved this episode, leave a rate and review on iTunes. For notes, details, and more information, check out michaelaj.com. See you next week.